Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 925, for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views Edition. After an 8-week run in the top 10, including 2 weeks at number 1, falling this week from number 8 down to number 20, Wormspan, by Connie Vogelman, published by Stonemaier Games with 17,989 views. That's a decline of 8,362, or 32% from last week. And the number 20 game has about 800 views fewer than last week's number 20. Entering at number 19, Dying Light, the board game, by Premislav Zub and Bartosz Tomala, published by Glass Cannon Unplugged, with 18,155, a 166 more than Wormspan, and more than double what it had last week. Climbing 2 spots for the 2nd week in a row, from 22 to 20 to 18, Arkham Horror, the card game, by Nate French and MJ Newman, published by Fantasy Flight Games, with 18,511, about 350 more than Dying Light, and a decline of 1.6%, or 300 views, but it moves up 2 positions. Repeating at number 17, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 19,681, nearly 1,200 more than Arkham Horror, a decline of 6.7%. Down 2 to 16, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 19,798. 117 more than Spirit Island, a decline of 12%. Climbing from number 39 last week up to number 15, Thunder Road, Vendetta, by Dave Chalker and Brett Myers, published by Restoration Games with 22,378, 2,500 more than Brass, and nearly double what it had last week. Falling from number 9 to number 14, Ark Nova, by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games with 22,756. About 400 more than Thunder Road, a decline of 13%. This ends a 19-week run for Ark Nova, back in the top 10. That's over 4 months. Entering at number 13, The Witcher, Path of Destiny, by Lukasz Wozniak, published by Go On Board, with 25,234. It's about 2,500 more than Ark Nova. Falling from number 10 to number 12, thereby ending a 4-week run back in the top 10, ISS Vanguard, by Marcin Swierkot, Krzysztof Piskorski, Pavel Zamborski, and Andrzej Betkiewicz, published by Awaken Realms with 25,304, just 70 more than the new Witcher game, and a very slight decline of just 200 views, or 0.8%. And after 2 weeks at number 7, down 4 to 11, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skild Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 25,396, just 92 more than Vanguard, and only 162 more than The Witcher. That's a 13% decline, as Heat ends a 28-week run back in the top 10, which included 2 weeks at number 1. Though Heat and the Ark Nova have both fallen out of the top 10, I'd be very surprised if we don't see them back in there again in the not-too-distant future. Those are two of the games that have fallen out, in addition to, from 10 to 12, ISS Vanguard, from 8 to 20, Wormspan, and from 3 out of the top 100, Dante, Inferno, and from 6 out of the top 100, Sea Dragons. So only 4 games stay in the top 10. They were all in the top 5 last week. Let's see where they are this week. Number 10, Dune, Imperium, Uprising by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 27,200. 1,800 more than Heat, a 43% gain from where it was last week at number 19, a 9-position climb. This is the 16th week in the top 10 for Uprising. It returns after 8 weeks away, and during those 8 weeks, it is charted this way: 14, 16, 21, 21, 15, 19. That's only 7 weeks. It's only 6 weeks. Well, anyway, there's 2 other weeks. It's been hanging around in the 20s mostly. That mark of 27,200 is about 1,700 more than last week's number 10, and the most views for number 10 since we've seen in mid-October, which was the week of Essen. Number 9, Puerto Rico 1897, Special Edition, by Andreas Seafarth, published by Alia and Awaken Realms, with 27,602, 402 more than Uprising. This was just announced, a deluxe version, much by the same team that recently did the deluxe version of Castles of Burgundy. There was also a lot of discussion about the artwork on the box seeming to be AI-generated. Number 8, The Veil of Eternity by Eric Hong, published by Renegade Game Studios, with 31,204. 3,600 more than the new Puerto Rico, a gain of 2.5%, but it loses 3 positions. The competition is very tough this week. To have 30,000 views and still only be number 8 is quite unusual. Number 7, Dune, Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 31,295, just 91. More than the Veil of Eternity, a big gain of 29%, more than 7,000 views better than it had last week when it landed at number 12, a 5-position climb. Number 6, Ostia by Totsuka Chuo, published by Uchibakoya, with 33,657, 2,300 more than Dune, and the second time Ostia, that's spelled O-S-T-I-A, has been on the charts, the last time more than 2 years ago. The theme of this game is you are a ship owner, a setting rather, working out of a port in ancient Rome. Its original Kickstarter project called it, quote, a strategic Mancala board game inspired by Trajan, unquote. There's now a new Kickstarter project for a reprint and an expansion. Number 5, Dune, War for Arrakis, by Marco Maggi and Francesco Nepitello, published by Come On, with 33,740, just 83, more than Ostia, a gain of 6%, but it loses 1 position from last week. So we talked about last week how it was slowly ebbing, fell back to number 10, then recovered to number 9, jumped all the way up to number 4 last week. Well, it has continued to add views. It's just that the competition ahead of it is a little too strong. Number 4, Galactic Cruise by T.K. King, Colton Thompson, and Dennis Northcott, published by Kinzen Key Games with 36,624. 2,900 more than War for Arrakis, 2.5 times what it had last week. And the Kickstarter blurb for Galactic Cruise says this: build and launch shuttles to send guests on luxurious space vacations in this Euro-style board game. It's a worker placement game. It's had over $500,000 pledged. And here it is making its 3rd appearance on the list, returning after more than 8 months away. Number 3, Flow, by Henry Audubon, Yoma, and Johnny Pack, published by Pika Games, or maybe it's Pika, I'm not sure, with 37,820, 1,200 more than Galactic Cruise, a decline of 30%, and it gives away 1 position. Number 2, The Seventh Citadel, by Ludovic Rudy and Bruno Sauté, published by Sirius Pulp, with 45,171, 7,400 more than Flo, a pretty hefty decline of 37% or 27,000 views, and it's about 4,000 fewer than it had 2 weeks ago when it was last number two. Last week, of course, it was number one. This week, number one, Earthborn Rangers by Adam and Brady Sadler, published by Earthborn Games, with 68,558 views. That is 23,000 more than the Seventh Citadel had, and I don't know what the word is even for 10 times more, decuple more than it had last week. It returns to the chart for the seventh time, returning after 3 weeks away. Over the last 5 weeks, it has gone from number 2 to 10 to 19 to 27 down last week into the 80s somewhere, and rockets all the way back up to number 1 due to the classic shut up and sit down effect. It was featured on one of their videos. For Saturday, March 9th, 2024.